Welcome to the Max Living Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Dr. Nick Wilson.
I'm Dr. Tracy Gross. On this podcast, we have conversations about health. We talk about what it is, where it comes from, and really how you can achieve it for yourself and your entire family.
Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode on the Max Living Podcast. Arthritis. So we get the question all the time, is this a permanent scenario? Can I heal? Can that get any better? And it's usually a patient, we're looking at x-rays and they're pointing at their x-rays, seeing the arthritis and wondering if this is their new life.
Yeah. Arthritis is a very common term. A lot of people know what it is, but not very many people know where it actually comes from. So in order to understand arthritis, in order to understand if we can actually heal from it, we first have to know where it comes from.
That's right. And there's such a misconception with this one, with arthritis. Mm-hmm. You and I were just talking about the common misconception is that once you have it, that this is going to be your new life. And a lot of people think that because they have it in their family, their mom or dad had a bad back, right? Or they had arthritis, that they are then going to end up with all the same symptoms and all the same problems that mom or dad had.
Right. A lot of people will chalk it up to genetics. I just got bad genes. But really, the truth is that there are a lot of things that you do throughout life that contribute to arthritis. And accordingly, there are a lot of things that you can do throughout life that will prevent arthritis and help you heal from it.
That's right. So what causes it? Because in order to solve any problem, you have to first know what caused that problem.
Yeah. Anyone who's listened to the show for a while knows that we're in the business of getting to the root cause of the problem, right?
That's the
whole goal.
If our job is to treat symptoms, you know, if that's the goal, then unfortunately we're always going to have those same symptoms.
Right.
Because we're just treating. It's a band-aid approach. Mm-hmm. And so we believe that we get to the underlying cause of the problem and correct that problem, and the body can start to self-heal and self-regulate. You give it a better chance to actually heal. And so we don't believe in the band-aid approach.
Yeah, exactly. And everything that you do, whether you're talking about arthritis or diabetes or high blood pressure or neck pain, back pain, headaches, whatever it is, in order to get to the root cause of the problem, we have to start with the premise that the body was designed perfectly. You are not designed to have arthritis. You are not designed to degenerate. And really, when you can approach the body as this incredibly intelligent life force, then you have that hope. You know that your body is always doing the right thing and you can heal and overcome.
That's right. So to speak to the idea that mom or dad had arthritis, so I'm going to have it too. That is the genetic theory of conditions or disease. That's gene theory. Mm-hmm. And what we now know to be true about genes, that they only contribute to between 2-5% of diseases. And those are the genetic flaws, if you will. The vast majority of problems are not gene related. They are not caused by bad genes or dirty genes.
Mm-hmm. And that's the good news. That means 95% of things are completely within your control. 95% of any issue, it has to do with lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So what are the things that we're doing with our life that are contributing to arthritis? Well, I think that in order to understand this better, we have to break it down. Arthritis, the term, arthur meaning joint, and then itis is what?
Inflammation,
yeah. So it's inflammation in the joints. We use an instrument in our office when we're adjusting people, an arthrostim, and that is arthro meaning joint, stimulating the joints. Now, there are two different types of arthritis. The most common one is osteoarthritis. That's the one that we are going to be talking about at length today. We'll be focusing on osteoarthritis, which is the bony changes. It's when your body actually is laying down more bone and degenerative changes happen in the joints. That's the ones that you can typically see most often on an x-ray. That's usually a mechanical issue. Mm-hmm. That's different and separate from things like rheumatoid and psoriatic arthritis, which are more of an erosive thing. The body is actually eating the mm-hmm. bone. That one is typically more metabolic, more autoimmune, mm-hmm. less common. We do see both in our clinic though.
Yeah, we see both, and we also see relief, resolve, we see that with mm-hmm. those conditions. But you have to know what the underlying cause is.
Right.
So if you know that, okay, this person has rheumatoid or they have psoriatic or something like that, then you know that there's going to be a multifactorial approach to that and not just a one size fits all. Right. Mm-hmm. So what you and I hear most often is, doc, I've got this arthritis. I know I have the arthritis and I'm just getting old. Mm. I'm just getting mm-hmm. old. And you hear that very frequently with people who are coming from more of like the traditional approach or medical approach. Mm-hmm. Just we'll have patients who come in and I'll say, I just went to my medical doctor and I've got arthritis in my hip. And we say, you know, what did they say caused your arthritis? Because we want to know what their experience has been like.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've been led down a certain path or if they have any idea what arthritis really is. So we'll ask them that question. Hey, what did they say caused your arthritis? Inevitably, doc, I'm just getting old. You know, just it's mm-hmm. my hip wearing out. And that's interesting because the old age terminology there, you can't really change that. You know, you can't change your age.
Right.
Right. So there's not a whole lot you can do if you believe that it's old age, except for what? Drugs or surgery. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of hope in there outside of maybe a drug or surgical approach. And so, you know, we'll ask, okay, so they said it's in your right hip, but it's not in your left hip. We'll say, yeah. Well, how old's your left hip? Because if it's old age, yeah. it should be in both hips equally. Mm-hmm. Why is it in one hip, not the other? And it gets the person to start thinking differently about what might have caused their hip arthritis.
Yeah, we look at x-rays all the time and people will say, well, I have arthritis in my low back. Well, you can very clearly see the arthritis between L4 and L5, but the joint space above L3, L4 looks totally fine. Those joint spaces are the exact same age, so we can't chalk it up to old age. There's something wrong with that specific joint that's causing it to degenerate.
That's right. And we know that this is predictable, arthritis is. And you've seen it enough times and you study it and you know the, the mechanism of injury, if you will, then you can see very clearly and predict how it's going to progress with an understanding of arthritis is not about old age. Mm-hmm. It does not come from old age. It comes from an uneven stress and pressure on the joints over time that will cause that. It's Wolf's law. Bone adapts to stresses. Mm-hmm. So if bone adapts to stresses, you put uneven mechanical stress on the joint, that disc will thin and the bone will actually start to change shape. The Wolf's law. On a rainy day, search it. Wolf's law. You can look that bone adapts to the stresses. Use an analogy about lime in the car.
Yeah. I was just about to say, we relate this to the tires on your car all the time. The tires on your car bald unevenly if your tires are out of alignment. Now, we regularly align our car tires. That's something that we do on a routine basis. Why would we not also do the same with our spine? Mm-hmm. And we see people come in all the time and they're claiming old age is the reason for their arthritis. But when they get to the point where they start to think about it, they start to think about how that doesn't make any sense. Oftentimes they'll go back in their history and they'll say, oh yeah, I played football when I was in high school and I had injuries there, or I was in a car accident and that caused misalignment back then that has been left there over time. And then when you are moving and running and jumping and really just living your life under gravity on those joints that are out of alignment over time, that's going to cause that wearing and tearing. That's going to cause that degeneration.
That's right.
So it's really not that big of a mystery a lot of the time.
Right. So if that stress and pressure, think about this, the bones in your spine, the hip bones shifted out of its normal position. That's been grinding, uneven, stress and pressure, grinding. It's wearing out that joint. It's causing the joint to actually change. Is the solution ever to say, well, that inflammation that's being caused there, hey, let's stop that inflammation right now, but let's leave the underlying cause of the problem there permanently. Mm. Right? Hey, let's mask that. Let's take something that's going to trick your body into believing that it's not existing. And so you don't feel it anymore, but you continue to walk on a bad back or mm-hmm. bad hips. Mm-hmm. Would that ever be logical if you really understood the mechanism of the problem?
Yeah.
Right? So people understand that. I think knowledge is power. And so when people understand this, they actually choose to think differently and then act differently with their health. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so it's very obvious on this. I believe, is that there must be a plan of attack. If you have arthritis, covering up symptoms is not a long-term solution. You know, masking the underlying problem and pretending that it's going to go away, even if said therapy, said therapeutic that interrupted that pain cycle seemed to have worked for a period of time, what eventually ends up happening? That pain comes back. Those symptoms come back. And what I've found and what I've seen in practice is that the damage that is done to the spine when you've tricked the body into not having those symptoms and you continue to walk on that and you continue to run on that and you continue to garden and do life and go to work and drive and sit when it's that's something that's going to actually hurt the spine, that ends up causing damage that continues to increase the progression of arthritis. Arthritis progresses. If you let it, doesn't have to, but if you let it, it will continue to progress.
Yeah. It's a good analogy that I like to think of with arthritis in any condition is if you have a rock in your shoe, right? Mm-hmm. You're walking around, you have a rock in your shoe, it's causing pain in your foot. Well, you can take pills, you can do the injections, you can do opioids, whatever it is. But if you're not actually removing that rock from your shoe, you're going to continue to walk on it and it's going to continue to cause even more pain. And then eventually it's going to get to the point where it's much worse than it was when it first started, when you could have addressed it in the beginning. That's what masking symptoms does for us. And unfortunately, that's how most, that's really the medical approach to arthritis. Mm-hmm. When the drugs and the injections don't work anymore, then eventually surgery.
That's right.
So the question that every person has to ask themselves is, what is the end game in that? Are those the outcomes that you want to get with your health?
Right. So if you're developing arthritis in the spine and you know, hey, you have achy joints, you have painful joints, you know that my hips hurt or my hips are not feeling good, or maybe you're already getting symptoms of arthritis, you have difficulty standing, difficulty walking, you have difficulty doing the things that were once normal and are no longer normal to you because you're hurting while doing them. Well, those are some of the symptoms of arthritis, and you've got options. You can either, one, do nothing about that, and you know how that goes. Mm-hmm. You can, number two, you could cover it up with some type of symptom management, some type of Band-Aid, and many people do that. That's the route that most people choose to go with their arthritis pain, is they choose to do the anti-inflammatory, or do some type of drug approach, and eventually a surgical approach. Or three, you can get to the underlying cause of the problem and have an approach that can help you not only feel better, but to function better and prevent the progression of arthritis for your future. And that's what we do. And so we combine chiropractic rehabilitation and nutrition, and to help with that three-prong approach to help you with the progression and prevention of arthritis. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the treatment of, I don't want to get into too much in-depth of a philosophical discussion, but in the same way that brushing your teeth is not a treatment of cavities, it's just good for your teeth. And yes, does it help to prevent the progression of cavities? Of course. Well, in the same way that vitamin C is not the treatment of your immune system, it's vitamin C is just good for your immune system. In the same way, when you have good alignment and you have good nutrition and you have properly moving joints and they are in relation to one another, moving well, those individual joints, well, that's health. And that's a healthy, functioning spine and nervous system. So we were talking about arthritis and the symptoms of arthritis and how it gets there. And we talked about what the mechanism of injury really is and how masking symptoms of arthritis really is the dominant approach, but there's a different way. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that different way and what that looks like. One of the common questions that you and I get is, can I get better?
Yeah, a lot of the time we hear people asking, is arthritis reversible? Well, what I feel like people are actually asking is, can I get out of pain? And the good news is that your body is incredible. It is designed for healing. So yes, it is always, always working to push you toward health and toward healing. So you can absolutely overcome any obstacle that comes your way. We see all the time, we can show thousands of x-rays, really. We can give so many patient examples of people who came in with arthritis and a lot of pain, and their bodies have been able to heal to the point where they're not experiencing pain anymore.
I'm thinking of, as you're saying that, and you say thousands of x-rays, and it's true. Over the years, thousands of x-rays. I'm thinking of one specific person, Deb, who was one of my very first patients in the clinic. And I remember the conversation, because what we do is unique. It's very different from traditional chiropractic. And she had been to a chiropractor for years, and she had this arthritis and arthritic pain in her neck. And I remember we were talking about her x-rays, and she already knew she had arthritis. Mm-hmm. So this was not like new news to her. Her question was, can you help me? Not, can you identify my, diagnose my problem? Can you help me? Mm-hmm. And can you help me different from what I've experienced in the past? And we're looking at her x-ray. And I just remember there was no hope for her, because she had phase two arthritis. There's only three phases of arthritis. She had lost like 90% of the curve in the neck. And just for our listeners, you're supposed to have that banana-shaped curve in the neck. It protects the joints, protects the spinal cord. And when you lose that, it stretches the spinal cord. And so she had lost 90%. So all the tension, all the stress of her head and the weight of her head and the muscles in the back of her neck were pulling constantly. And so this arthritic symptoms were developing. And of course, when we took x-rays, she had phase two arthritis out of three. Phase three, by the way, is when the joints fuse together. There's no coming back from phase three. Once they fuse together, they fuse together. And then now you're protecting the joints above and below from doing the same. So we're looking at x-rays. And Deb says, can arthritis heal? Hmm. What she was really asking was, is this what my life is going to look like for the rest of my life? She's only in her mid-50s. So she was thinking that, oh my goodness, there's nothing that can be done, and this pain that I'm in is going to be my normal. And I just saw Deb in the office, and she's under more like maintenance care now. You know, she's maintaining and moving still moving forward. It's almost like maintenance with brushing your teeth. It's very similar in this world of spinal hygiene, if you will, and similar to oral hygiene. And so see her in the clinic. We're looking at x-rays, and what was amazing is her arthritis that she had 7 years ago has stopped. There's no progression of arthritis, and she has been pain-free for the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. It took a couple of months and her getting adjusted and doing specific rehabilitation was very different from what she's experienced in the past, because it was corrective care. So with corrective care, we look at the x-rays and see how the bones have shifted, where the nerves are being damaged, and we take a very specific approach to get that pressure off of that and move in the right direction. And since then, she's been pain-free. She's been healthy. Yes, does she have arthritis in her spine on her x-rays? Yes. But she does not feel that anymore. That arthritic symptoms that she had when she first came into the clinic are completely gone. And so the question that she had was, can arthritis heal? Well, you can stop the progression of the arthritis and live your absolute best life. And mm-hmm. I think that's the bigger issue. You can focus on the damage that has been done and focus on that, or you can focus on hope and realize that there's a different path and a different future. And a lot of people, they lose hope because they've identified with their diagnosis.
Yeah, a lot of people will get a diagnosis like that from their medical doctor, and they think that it's essentially like the end of the line for them. Like you said, they lose that hope. But just because you have arthritis doesn't mean that you have to live the rest of your life in pain.
Yeah, but what you do need to do is take action and do something different.
Exactly.
So if you continue going down the path that you've already gone down, then you're going to get the same results. Mm-hmm. If you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten. And will your joints look like they're 18 again? No, but is that really the goal? Mm-hmm. Or is your goal to live your best possible life and get out of pain and function well again? And I think that's a noble cause and a noble thing to shoot for is, hey, I want to live my best life. And I know that there's a better life for me than the one I'm living right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good. So first step in order to address the things, in order to do something different, mm-hmm. is to correct alignment. We talked about that a lot earlier, that arthritis comes from joints being out of alignment and then causing that uneven wear and tear. So talk about correction. Yeah. What does that look like?
Okay, so there's a very different approach, and I've alluded to this during the show, but let me tell you the way that we analyze this differently from, let's say, traditional medicine or even traditional chiropractic in general, is that when we look at the spine, we're not looking for pathology. meaning we're not looking for tumors and cancer, and we're not looking for fractures and breaks. Yes, we pick up on those things when they are there, but that's not what we take x-rays for. We're taking x-rays to identify exactly how the bones are positioned, where they've moved out of position, where there's uneven stress and pressure, and you can predict how that joint is going to break down prematurely, by the way, where it's going to get arthritic. And the goal is to get that pressure off of not only the bones and the joints and the discs, but get the pressure off of the nerves so that the bones are in proper alignment, that the nerves have all the freedom in the world to do what they're supposed to do, which is communicate, and then have a plan of attack to strengthen the muscles, the tendons, you know, even the ligaments that surround the joint, so it continues to hold. And so we do what go through a process of retraining called neuromuscular reeducation, where we're retraining the muscles and the ligaments. We're using head weights and body weights, and we're using even a vibration plate that vibrates at 33 hertz, which is the frequency at which your nervous system communicates. So it's helping to retrain everything so that the body can self-heal, self-regulate, and hold on to that proper alignment over time. Hey, I want to let you know about a new and exciting feature that we have to answer your questions. You've got questions, maybe we've got answers, and we've got a great way for you to submit your questions. So what you do, you have questions, maybe it's about your health, maybe it's about supplements, maybe it's about you know, next steps that you need to take, or you have just questions about something you heard on an episode. What you do is you go to dr-wilson.com, click on podcasts, and you can record your customized message right there. Keep it under 90 seconds, and I will, and Dr. Tracy and I will answer your question on upcoming shows. So go to dr-wilson.com and submit your audio question and listen for your answer.